Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip, what are the secrets of dua and supplications and how it can help strengthen and level up our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to Allah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about how du'as, supplications, can help us to really improve and level up and strengthen our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, there are many forms of du'as, there are many forms of supplications, and tadarru, entreaty, as it is known in the Arabic, that one can do in order to attain nearness to the Almighty Allah. Now, there are a certain kind of du'as which have been prescribed to us by the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, as well as the divinely appointed Immaculate Imams, alayhimus salam. Now, these du'as which have been prescribed by these divine guides for humanity, this is the way that we should have a conversation with the Almighty Allah. And of course, this is one of the forms of ubudiyah. It is one of the forms of our worship and our service and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. We sometimes have a tendency to not really take these kind of things into consideration. For example, one of the forms of ubudiyah when it comes to the Almighty Allah, of course, is the tasbih, these rosary beads that we recite in the name of Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam. That is Allahu Akbar 34 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Subhanallah 33 times. This is a form of service and worship and obedience to the Almighty Allah. It is a form of ubudiyah. But unfortunately, many a times, we don't take these kind of forms of ubudiyah as ubudiyah. But in reality, these things are all part and parcel of a human being's ubudiyah. Now, when it comes to du'as, of course, this is another one of those forms of worship and obedience and means of seeking nearness to the Almighty Allah that unfortunately we don't give a lot of credit to, we don't really pay enough attention to. But when we realize and when we start to read these du'as, then we do realize how these du'as and these supplications of the divine guides of humanity can really change our lifestyle. If you open up some of the books of du'as, which we'll talk about in the second segment, we will see how profound they are and how beautiful these du'as communicate and speak with the Almighty Allah in our ubudiyah.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Mannan,
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Ya Allah, ya Mannan,
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير
يا الله يا رحمن حقق
And now we invite you to listen to Brother Jafar Jafar.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity, then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. It's very important that we understand the supplications that we recite, because it is through reciting that supplication that realizations come about within us. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har ja dardi dava anjaravad." Wherever there is pain, that is where you'll find the medicine to go. Har khuja faqri Navo anjoravad. Wherever there is poverty, that is where the wealth will go. Har khujo mushkil javob anjoravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ob anjoravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God and the mercy of God will come towards you.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Allah is the unique Arabic name for the one true God. He is the only one worthy of worship, with no rivals, equals, or partners. Allah is not like His creation, as nothing shares His divine essence and attributes, such as being the Creator, the Provider, the Most Merciful, the All-Powerful, the Most Just, the All-Wise, and the All-Knowing. Allah is without partner or equal in His authority and actions. The world was created by Allah's command alone. He runs the world and controls it all alone. Muslims believe that Allah is one, indivisible, and unequal in His divinity and knowledge. He does not have any ancestors, nor does He have descendants, and He is without wife, partner, or offspring. None came before Him, and He is in no need of any angel, prophet, or saint. Of all the sins committed by His creation, none is greater than the act of shirk, which is the Arabic word for associating partners with Allah. In the Islamic tradition, Allah has 99 names, which include the most loving, the friend, the most kind, and the most powerful. Allah can be translated in English language as the one and only God.
Mm-hmm.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So in continuation, we were talking about how du'as can really help us to level up our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, these du'as that have been related to us by the divinely appointed guides for humanity, they teach us how we can communicate with the Almighty Allah. These du'as, which are found, for example, in Sahifa Sajadiyya, which is this collection of du'as which have been related to us by the fourth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. These du'as which are found in the Sahifa Sajadiyya are really du'as that are incredibly beautiful. And so we need to take time out, you know, in our week to be able to sit down and even read and recite and ponder over a few lines of these du'as which are found in Sahifa Sajadiyya. Another one of the places in which we find these beautiful du'as are the du'as which we recite in the holy month of Ramadan, or the du'as that we recite in the holy month of Sha'ban. These are all du'as which teach us how to communicate with the Almighty Allah. They teach us what to communicate about, what to speak about, what our concerns should be. And in reality, these du'as, they help us to reform our life. And all in all, they bring us closeness and nearness to the Almighty Allah. Of course, another source is the Mufatihul Jinan of Sheikh Abbas Qummi. Of course, this conglomeration and this collection of du'as which teach us the various ma'arif and the teachings of Islam, how to live a life which is based upon ubudiyah, and how to be able to level up our worship and our service and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. And just as a closer, before we close the program, is that these du'as are good, they should be recited, they are recommended that they should be recited, they teach us a lot of things. But there is one du'a which an individual does himself or herself between them and the Almighty Allah. They speak to the Almighty Allah via the words of their heart and their soul. And this kind of a du'a should not be neglected. This is a heart-to-heart conversation that we have with the Almighty Allah. And these du'as, all in all, will help to level up and improve our worship, our servitude, our obedience, and ubudiyah to the Almighty Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
احتمي بحماه حسبنا الله ونعم